Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 14. And today's topic is magic of meditation. In today's episode, we will explore what is the true role of meditation in your physical and emotional well-being and your spiritual growth. Join us with a curious mind and an open heart. Let's get curious and expand. I am so excited to be recording this episode because this is a question I get asked a lot. And when I say a lot, a lot. Do I need to do meditation? Why do I need to do meditation? I cannot do meditation. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to put everything right here. And it's up to you. If you want to take the benefits, take the benefits. If you still think it's too hard to do meditation, that's okay too. But how about we make an informed decision? That is my goal with this conversation, is helping you make an informed decision. If I can tell you all the benefits of apple that you can get if you eat one apple a day, all the minerals you would get, all the vitamins you would get, all the micronutrients you will get. If I can tell you all that and how they will help you, help your body, help you be more energized, then it's up to you if you want to still eat it or not. So let's talk about our apple that is meditation. So first I'll just start with, what is meditation? Meditation is listening, learning to listen to your soul. Prayer is the art of talking to God. And I think I can do, I know I have done how to pray. I think we can definitely talk more about that topic some other time. But meditation is all about you and your soul. What is your soul? The non-physical part of you, the part of you that kind of hovers above you or in a different dimension. It's not solid, your body's solid, but there is a force that is running your body, and that is your soul. And just to make it clear, because some people who are like, you know, only God does everything, soul is all the time connected with God. If it helps you, think of it this way, if God is out there and there's a thread coming to your body, that thread is the soul. So it's very important you listen to that soul. If you want to truly get the benefit out of your physical experience. Now, I am pretty sure everyone who's listening to me are people who are curious about their own spiritual journey. So I'm not even going to try to convince anybody, because hopefully you all are convinced that's why you're here listening to me. So where you can start meditation, close your eyes and just be open. That is where you can start. What has happened in today's day and age, because we are human, we like to commercialize everything, we try to modernize everything. Now we have all these fancy apps to, like, you know, quiet our mind down, and it's all about quieting our mind down. Quieting your mind down or feeling relaxed is a side benefit of meditation. That is not the meditation. The real purpose is to become aware of your soul and expand your vessel in a way that more of your soul energy can live in it. That's why people who meditate, they feel more energized. Where that energy is coming from? It's coming from our soul. They look younger. Why they're looking younger? Because more of the soul is living through them. They are usually highly productive. What does highly productive mean? They are sharing more of their gifts with the world. When you share, you stop time. You don't age. and you are getting the help of the highest dimension. I would just leave it at that, because that is another rabbit hole I can go into and talk a lot more about. So first, let's just look at the physical benefit. Why one should meditate? When we use our brain, our physical brain, to think and to solve problem and to deal with whatever we have to deal with in the third dimension, in our physical reality, our brain creates chemical waste. And when you start to shut down your eyes and you are focusing on your breath, or you're just focusing inward, the input to your brain has reduced. And your brain is getting some kind of rest. That's why we try to sometimes, I mean, I personally love to meditate in complete darkness. It's so much easier to go into your heart when no part of your body are trying to detect the light. That is an internal mechanism that is built within us. So when my brain is getting rest, it's getting time to reset, to drain those chemicals. It's pretty much going through a car wash process. If you take your car through a car wash, all the mud is gone and car comes out like looking brand new. Every time you pause and you close your eyes, you focus inward, you are renewing your brain. People who meditate don't get Alzheimer's. And you can go around and you can look, do your own research, and you can, you know, look around people who have been meditating. It's part of their lifestyle. Their memory is so sharp and so spot on. And it is not easy to meditate, but they made the sacrifice to learn it. So they get to enjoy a healthy brain throughout their life, not just in younger years of their life. Brain is an organ that we completely forget. We exercise for our heart. We eat well for our stomach and for our gut. What do we do for our brain? Yeah, some people are like, you know, I sleep well and that is what I'm doing for my brain. But what about the time that you're up, you're extremely worried and stressed out? And most likely, if that is how you're living, you're not getting good sleep. But if you truly want to take care of your brain, I would highly suggest meditation is the way. And at the end, I will share some ways or some places where you can start that would truly help you get all the benefit. The second one is emotional benefit. When your brain is healthy, the brain chemistry is healthy. When the brain chemistry is healthy, you're going to feel the joy. You're going to feel the high of having a healthy brain chemistry. You're going to feel all the time as if you just got good night's sleep or you are in love. The brain chemistry that I personally experience all the time is as if I am in love. I've been single for almost 4 years now, and someone looking from the outward would be like, oh, she's single. She don't have the love of her life in her life. But I am in love all the time. I'm the person who is having a smile on her face even when no one is around. If you catch me stop on a stoplight, my smile would be so big that you would think that either I'm thinking of somebody or somebody's sitting next to me or I'm talking to somebody. It's none of that. And I don't even pay attention to it sometime, how big my smile is when I am just driving and going somewhere. That is the benefit of having a healthy brain chemistry. And I'm not saying mine is perfect. I'm working on it every single day. And that is the benefit you can get by making meditation part of your lifestyle. But now get to the spiritual benefit. That is the real benefit. The first two, they are just side effects. Side effects that are good for you. But the real key is spiritual benefit. You want to connect with your soul? Gotta learn to meditate. And I know right now we are so spoiled. We are so used to instant gratification. One of the things I hear all the time, meditation is so hard. I don't know how to meditate. And you know what we say to that? Well, you don't really have to meditate. You can just go and be in the forest, or you can just go for a walk. You can just go for a bike ride. Yeah, there are walking meditation, but just a regular walk is not meditation. Then you need to learn how to do walking meditation. But how about this, friend? We go to gym, we work on our body so we can enjoy a healthier body for a longer period of time. How about we start to go towards a little bit of discomfort because we really are curious to find who our soul is. Of course, if you don't have that drive, you're not going to learn the art of meditation. But if you have that drive, I truly invite you to go deeper, learn it, master it, keep doing it every single day. Because what I'm about to share with you is what is going to happen when you start meditating and you start to connect with that spirit, that soul of yours, that non-physical part of yours. Okay, so the first thing that happens is it becomes so much easier to move from your head to your heart. So if you just close your eyes, now you have already cut off so much of stimulation that is coming to your brain. If you turn off the light, if you sit in a dark room, you have cut off even more stimulation. What we don't realize, our skin can see. Every single cell of our body can see. So when it's surrounded by darkness, brain activity has to go down. And if you've been working on moving from your head to your heart and living from that place, it becomes so much easier for that moment. In fact, there is a retreat done by Master Mantachia in Thailand from his Tao Gardens. It's for 10 days you stay in total and complete darkness. That is on my list to do at some point in my life. What happens when you are not being exposed to the sun? When none of your senses are being exposed to the sun, your heart or is able to open so much more, or it is so much easier for you to leave your mind behind and come into your heart. So that is a technology that exists within every single human being, whether you believe it or not. But the question we really want to ask, why do I want to get into my heart? Why is that even important? Why that is even a thing? Heart is where your soul lodges into your physical being. When you're in your heart, think of it, you are plugged into your soul. You can hear your soul, you can feel your soul. Mind is instrument of the soul. It is given to us so we can navigate this third dimension. But the real wisdom and the love and the joy and the peace, it belongs to the heart. Heart is the real, I would say the driving force. But modern human has flipped it. And we have made the mind the driving force. Everything has to make logic to us. Everything has to make sense to us. We need to understand everything. I know I belong to the same category. I need to understand everything. That is what got me to this path. But right now, at the moment, I am learning, can accept it if it doesn't make sense to me. It is an uncomfortable place, but I can expand myself in that direction at the moment because I have been working on living more from my heart. If I cannot see anything in front of me, I can still walk through it because I am connected to the inner knowing of my soul. That is the benefit that comes when we start to move into our heart. And that starts with closing your eyes, focusing on your breath, and leaving your brain for a little bit every single day, and not just live there all the time engaging with overthinking. So another thing that happens, another benefit is development of your inner senses. So we all know we have five physical senses. We also have three non-physical senses. And if you want to develop that, you need to kind of cut off the five senses. There's this breath. I forgot what is the name of the breath. It's done where you put your finger in your ear. You kind of pinch your nose too. You put your two fingers on your eyes. You're really like closing all the senses. And then you make a hum sound or like a breathing sound. Because when you're closing your connection from this outer world, which is temporary, you start to build a connection with your inner world. And now you can see beyond your eyes. You can hear beyond your ears. You can feel beyond your touch. People who meditate on a regular basis, if you hang out with them, you'll be saying something and they'll be able to see through it. And you'll be like, wow, look at this person is so wise. And they have the ability to see. My friend, you have that ability too. You just have not been practicing. It's almost like, you know, we all have white teeth. If we don't brush it every day, yeah, over time, plaque is going to build and it's going to become yellow. It's almost like seeing somebody with white teeth because they've been brushing every single day, sometimes twice a day. And you're like, oh my God, look at those white teeth. Mine are yellow. No, you just need to brush it. What that brushing is, practice of meditation. Every single day you do it, you get to experience the depth of this life. The next time you will hug someone, you're gonna feel that hug from inside out. For that person, it would be just another hug, but your depth of sensing thing, your sensuality is going to just become so deep. You will see, like you would look at the same human, you will look at the same tree, you will look at the same flower, but somehow you'll be able to see something beyond the flower that you're seeing. That's your connection with your non-physical self. It's almost like now when you see the flower, you can see the soul of the flower. Now when you see a human, you can see the soul of that human. And that in itself is so powerful. When you can do that, when you can live life like that. That's why people who practice regular meditation, and I'm not just saying people who listen to the Calm app, nothing wrong with that. Those of you who listen to the Calm app, keep listening to it. But that is not really meditation, my friends. If you're just plugging into frequencies and you're just like, you know, that I will get you to what meditation I'm talking about. That is a true spiritual growth. But anyways, if when you meet someone who has been truly practicing the art of meditation, when they look at you, it seems like they can see your soul. And again, you'd be like, wow, look at this person is so present. I feel so connected. Again, my friend, that is what happens when you start living in your inner world, disconnected from the outer world, a little every single day. We're not asking about go and sit in a cave and meditate for rest of your life. Yeah, you can do that. You'll be helping the whole humanity if you do that by your elevated level of consciousness. But if you're a busy mom, you're a busy dad, you're a stressed out single person, whatever your category is, you can still make time for your soul. You can do that and get to know what those inner senses are. Give yourself the opportunity to live as a deeper human, to be more of what a human is. We are not just these frantic beings running around trying to pay our bills. We are way more than that. Another thing that happens is you start to develop your inner world. Now, I think I can do a whole podcast episode on inner world, and I might do it in the next week. That might be it. Joe Dispenza talks about when you can see something in your inner world, you can create it so much with so much ease in your outer world. So once you get used to being inside you, not outside of you, being inside of you and developing that ability to see without the eyes, ability to hear without your ears, ability to smell without your nose, because it's all in your inner world. You are activating your inner senses. You can create an image and it will feel true to you. Again, that is a side benefit. And everything in this reality is created from inside out. You cannot create something just outside unless you see it in your inner world first. But that is not the inner world I'm talking about. That's why I wanted to clarify it. Inside of you, there's a whole world that exists that we are completely disconnected with. Close your eyes and just ask yourself, what am I seeing right now? In the beginning, it will be pitch black. Then you might start to see space, like the solar system kind of space, because that is an image that is stored in your brain already. Then with time, you might start to see many colors and shapes, but a time comes where you start to go places. What's happening? We are, with time, we are just getting better at being able to see, or almost like we are fine-tuning our inner senses. It's just like when you put on radio, you keep switching to different frequencies and then finally you get the right station. But when you get the right station, you can go places and you start to meet your guides. You start to meet the spiritual team that is always around you. You start to meet the teachers in your inner world. And I know this is where I'm going to lose some of you, but if it's still intriguing to you, keep listening. When I work with my clients, I am helping them to connect with their soul and with their inner world. Once they are connected with their inner world, my work is done. Yeah, they can always come back to me. They can continue learning with me because I'm always learning and growing. They are always going to find me to be in a better coach. I'll be better coach next month than I am this month. But once they get to their inner world and they are connected with their guides in their inner world, that is where their soul is going to guide them. And my friend, the way your soul can guide you, no one in this world can guide you, because that guidance comes directly from the divine. A human can tell you something, but what divine would tell you would be true for your soul purpose. Someone can see bits and pieces of it for you if they have really developed those senses, but the way you can extract that information, no one else can do it for you. Why so many of us are feeling lost right now, and we feel dissatisfied with life, and we feel so stressed out, we feel like we don't know our purpose? Because we are disconnected from our inner world. No one can, like, God is not going to come in front of you and say, okay, by the way, you know, this is your purpose and this is what you're going to do. That's not how third dimension works. Maybe if you're in fourth, fifth, it will work like that. But in this dimension, everything is physical or non-physical. Physical, we can touch it, we can feel it, and we start attaching ourselves to it. Non-physical, you have to do the work. And I'm using the word have here because you have to do the work to connect with that non-physical part of you, with those non-physical senses within you. And if you're serious, you'll do it. If you're not, you won't. You'll keep complaining. Meditation is too hard. But if you're really serious in discovering who you are as a soul, nothing would be hard for you. We all know the day we decide to lose weight, it's not hard to go to gym anymore. It's not hard to eat clean anymore because now we have made a decision. So this part is for those of you who have decided and have a desire to connect with your soul. So in your inner world, you start to connect with your own team. That is the best way I can explain it. Those are the elevated souls You can call them angels, you can call them teachers, you can call them your ancestors. Whatever terminology makes you feel better, you can call it. I call mine guides, masters, my teachers. When nothing makes sense to me in this world, I close my eyes, I go deep into meditation, and I go talk to them. It wasn't always that way. I remember the very first time I experienced meditation was in 2016. And the only thing I experienced, my brain went offline, and I could not believe my brain can actually go offline. But what I didn't know at that time, that is just a side benefit of meditation. Because my awareness was so closed up at that time, I didn't even feel anything else. But at this point, I can go much deeper, and I know with practice, it will get to be more deeper. And the thing about your inner world is it keeps evolving. It keeps getting better and better and better. And you have to, I think, experience it with your own personal experience. Another thing that happened is the more you go in your inner world, your connection with your soul starts to become so much deeper. One of the things I love to do, close my eyes and see the energy of my soul moving through my vessel. And then I follow it. I follow that ball of light going from my head all the way till my toes and then going back up and coming in with my breath. And this is the coolest thing to do. I have so much fun doing it. Just looking at my soul moving through me. And then sometimes I pause and I talk to it and I draw guidance from it. Because I've been, I would tell you, in 2019, I meditated for 30 days in a row. I created a challenge with my coworkers. Nobody else joined for 30 days. I did it for 30 days and my life has never been the same. That is when I was sold, okay, this is it. This is one thing I cannot let go, because what happened, my inner world developed and erupted in a way that it became so real to me that I couldn't deny it anymore. Up until then, I will feel relaxed, I'll feel calm here and there, I'll see a couple of things, but after that, it became real, real. After that, my inner senses were developed enough that I could hear my guides speak to me. Today, I can tell the difference when my guides are speaking to me, when my soul is speaking to me, when God is speaking to me. I know for some people, this is plain out crazy because that's not what they are seeking. I am seeking that. So this is not crazy for me. For those of you who are seeking such deeper spiritual connection, meditate every single day. And I'll tell you at the end which meditation I would highly suggest. But I know all this is good. I always wanted to know how it's happening. When I close my eyes, what happens? So going back to my brain, I'm one of those people. I need to understand what is happening. What is happening? What's going on? When I close my eyes, is my energy body expanding? Because by that time, I had also started studying energy healing. So the question just became more and more. So something that happens when you start to meditate, the first thing is, now I am talking about meditation that you're not going to find on the Calm app. That is what I'm talking about. Meditation that has been designed for your spiritual growth. And when I say designed for your spiritual growth, is to enhance your connection with your soul and also activate and expand your chakras. And yes, there are those meditation, there are those masters who are teaching all that beyond the piano music. First thing that can happen when you start meditation, yes, we have seven major chakras, but there is a chakra right above, depending on which chakra system you follow. Some people say seven, some say 11. There's a chakra, there's a crown chakra, and then there is a chakra a few inches above your crown chakra. That is where incarnated soul kind of lodges. If that sounds too much or too much vocabulary, just ignore it. First, we want to open that chakra. That is right above your crown chakra. By the way, there are five chakras above that. If one person, if a human can do the work of cutting from their physical senses and going inward, and they open that chakra, they will exactly know what their life purpose is. No one has to come and tell them. They would know the path, and they will go for it. Now, for some people, they are born with open 12th chakra. That is the energy system that I follow. And some people, they do the work to open it. I'm one of those some people. I had to do the work to open it. I was not born with open 12th chakra. Or maybe I was and I never knew. But doing the work, practicing meditation every single day, getting used to disconnecting myself from my physical world and going in my inner world, that open, and I knew this is what I'm here to do. Now, as we go higher and we open more of our chakras, you'll be surprised the kind of stuff a human can do. The stuff, I think I did talk a little bit about it in one of the other episodes, but here it is again. It is possible for a human. Okay, let's talk about it this way. Let's say I'm one of those very blessed people who have opened all the chakras, right? And you are also one of those people who are doing the work. We both have to be on the same vibration. And now I want to communicate with you. Let's say you are in a different country and I'm in a different country. I want to communicate with you. I can appear in front of you as a body and I can give you a message and you would know that that is not me physically, that is my projected self. And then I can just disappear and come back while I have never left my current place. Now, some people who don't look into human potential and human development, they would say, oh, well, you're using magic, you're using other beings to do it for you. No, my friends, we human are the highest being ever created that we know of. And I know in Muslim community, everything has to be about jinn or it has to be about shaitan. So for my non-Muslim listeners, shaitan is basically Satan or devil that you guys also know from biblical resources. And jinn is, Muslim believe there are three creation created that we know of. One is angel made out of light, jinn made out of fire, and human made out of clay or mud. And jinn also live among us, but they are invisible. They can see us. We cannot see them. And they have the ability to appear wherever they want or possess whoever they want, all kind of stuff. But what I became curious about, why God said that human are the highest creation created and how we can have dominion over all things. So I became, I would say, obsessed with how or what makes a human so powerful. I just wanted to learn what makes me so powerful because I did experience extreme darkness, so much darkness that I was ready to check out from this planet. And when you have experienced that kind of darkness, I think the kind of questions you go for after that, and it has happened with everyone who has experienced that kind of darkness, they're very different and unique, and they are tied to their own path. That is the path I am on. I help other people see how powerful they are. And that is how powerful we are. There was a time human could communicate without having a cell phone. Cell phone is something very new. Unfortunately, our brain will accept that I can call somebody through a device, but I cannot communicate with them. While we have so much scientific research about telepathic communication, but what I'm talking about, voice and picture. But that is what you can do when you have activated your above four chakras. And my friend, that is a lot of work. That is what I study. It is work. Another thing you can do, you can really appear in front of somebody else as a tiny dot, as if you are in a soap bubble. And they can see you, they can take the message from you. Another thing you can do, you can shrink yourself on demand. You can make your hands small, you can make them big. You can move through a wall. Some would even say that. Not sure if I have I know a person in writing, but that theory is out there too. But why do we want to do all that? Why a human want to do all that? Why God left that ability within us that we can develop to that level? So for that, I'll have to take you to people who meditate their whole life. That is all they do. Monks. In India, you will find swamis. They do that. Masters who dedicate their life to meditation. Saints. When a human has quieted down, cut away from the physical world, stayed in the inner world, have traveled places in the inner world, when they have connected with their soul with in such a deeper level, their vessel have expanded so much. That's why their upper chakras has opened so much that more of the soul can come into the body. And one of the thing you would see a lot of discipline talk about is the backbone, because that is where Kundalini energy is. And our tailbone, that is where the Kundalini energy is. And our tailbone is also what we know. Now I'm talking about, like, you know, according to Muslim faith, or is according to Islam or Islamic teaching, we will be resurrected from our tailbone. So it all comes together. It's so cool. So the more that person expands, let's say we are talking about a monk, the more that being is expanding, the more of the soul energy can come in the physical body, and backbone is one of them. And those upper chakras are opening. The body now has, physical body has so much energy, it stops aging. And even if the soul leaves, because so much of the soul has been there, the physical matter has changed forever, the body will not decay. And one thing we know for sure, prophets, their bodies don't decay. And I'll have to do a separate episode to explain that part of too, because that has to do their 10-dimensional self. But if somebody is not a prophet, our expansion happens till 7 dimensions. There are 7 sefirot coming, bringing a Kabbalistic term here, that exist within us, within our body. And now 7 is tied to the 7 chakra system, that when we expand to that level, our body doesn't decay. So I am talking about saints. Now, how many of you know of a saint whose body is still on display from gazillion years ago and it did not decay? And one of the person that, one of my teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda, was reading on his social media one day, that when he left his body was on display for, I believe, about 20 days for people to see, but it didn't decay. That is a sign of a being that has expanded enough and opened the higher chakras enough that so much of soul energy can come into their body, that even when the soul leaves, the body has experienced so much energy that it stays alive and it does not decay, which is so mind-blowing. That, my friend, is human power. That is how powerful we are. And here we are having a headache, having a period, and we're like, oh, I'm in so much pain. We are not even using a fraction of the power that we are. And how do we connect with that power? We connect with it Through connecting with our soul. How do we connect with our soul? By meditating, disconnecting from our physical world, closing our eyes, going inward, and just being with our soul. Now, I did tell you in the beginning, I'll share some meditation with you. I personally suggest starting with Twin Heart Meditation. Twin Heart Meditation is a very old meditation, and Master Choa Kok Sui, he kind of revamped it and modernized it. That meditation is literally a prescription. I have studied the meditation, and I think maybe next time I can talk more about the next episode, I can explain Twin Heart Meditation. So in that meditation, first he guides you to open your heart, then he guides you to open your crown, then he guides you to connect with the earth, then he guides you to become the channel of divine energy flowing through you. Then he helps you connect with your 12th chakra by looking upward, which flips the brain waves in your brain and seeing a light on top of your head. So that specific thing is helping you open your 12th chakra. And then he takes you into chanting Om. If you don't feel comfortable chanting Om for your own personal religious reason, you can just hum. What any humming or the sound of Om does, it's creating a vibration in your nervous system, in your backbone. And what that is doing is slowly waking up the latent energy that's already in your nervous system. And there, if you want to do more of that work, there's a field called Higher Brain Living. You can find a Higher Brain Living practitioner and you can do 24 sessions with them. That's what they do. They activate the latent energy in your backbone. I went through that and I would say my life has never been the same. And my facilitator told me on the very first session, Alia, are you ready for every single area of your life to transform? I said, yes, I am. By the time we were done, boy, everything was transformed. My relationship, my career, my health, everything was changed. So after the Om sound, we go through a silent period. And in that silent period, that is when you feel like you're entering into the void. Now, you're not connected with your physical senses that much. You are in your inner world and you can float around and you can just be. In that being, the more and more of that being over time, a different aspect of you would start to open up. And it's not too long. The silent period is just few minutes. So it is a perfect meditation for a beginner who truly wants to connect with their soul. If you want to just feel calm, do any meditation. But if you want to develop a deeper connection with your soul, I would say start with Twin Heart Meditation or find any other teacher, like a teacher of meditation, a master, an expert, that this is what they do, not because, like, you know, nothing wrong with I channel meditations all the time myself. Nothing wrong with that. But I am saying, my friend, I am not a guru or a master of, like, you know, soul expansion yet. One day I'll get there. I'm not there yet. And so are most of the modern meditation that we find here and there. Yes, you'll be like, oh yeah, I was so much in my heart and I feel so relaxed. But find a teacher or a discipline that has been on the planet for a century. If it's been here for a century or at least more than five decades, follow that. You can also follow another I can suggest is Kriya Yoga meditations. I know it's called yoga because Kriya is yoga of the mind. Yeah, there's specific posture. You can go to, I believe it's called Institute of Self-Realization. That is something by Paramahansa Yogananda. They have some meditation because these are the discipline that you will find that take you in your inner world and start to expand, help you expand your inner world. You will always come out of it feeling relaxed and very present and all of that. But you will also, when you will open your eyes, you're going to feel, I am the being that I live in this body. I'm not the identity that I closed my eyes with. I close my eyes most of the time, like, you know, oh my God, everything is going crazy. I don't know. I just need to find my center. That is that entity I start with. I open my eyes with that, the powerful being that lives in my body. That is the feeling we want to walk away with meditation. Another side note I want to enter that, just growing up Muslim, so many times I was taught that meditation is something Muslims don't do, and we're not supposed to do that, or it is associated with Hinduism or Buddhism, and I shouldn't do it. But one thing was very intriguing and exciting and wonderful to analyze that when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, before he became a prophet, he used to go to a cave and he used to sit there for days sometime, worshiping God, however, or contemplating, but he was in a cave, which does get dark. He was by himself. I'm not sure if he was there closing his eyes or sitting open eyes, but doing that for many, many, many years, a day came, he was so open, so expanded as a vessel that he could receive divine message. Of course, his status is very different. Again, I can do a episode on prophethood because they all their 10-dimensional self is activated, not like us. That would be the best way to put it. But if you study any prophet, there has to be something like, you know, they were alone, they were out, they have left their family. Some were like, you know, very connected with God already, and they were just following God's, message. But another prophet that comes to my mind is Musa alayhi salam. Again, he left. He ran away from home. He was out. He was alone. He was in that state of solitude. And then God spoke to him. So when you dedicate your life to a little bit of solitude, quietness, dedicated towards yourself, and you're really serious about it, that non-physical part of you is going to start talking to you. And it's not that it has to come with a feeling, no, that's what like people of other religion do. My friend, we all are same. I study all religions. They all teach the exact same thing in different vocabulary. The rules are same, the principles are same, the message is same. And when we start to step in each other's shoes, only then we can see, oh my God, you're doing the same thing in a different way. So I would say allow yourself to get a little bit curious, allow yourself to expand a little bit, and make it your life mission to connect with your soul, the being that has come in your body to do something so special. And in my world, meditation is the key to connect with that part of you and connect with the world that already exists within you. That is real. That is beautiful. That is pure magic. That is all. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you all next week. Bye.